All right, so we got a Durstickle recap. Let's go through it paragraph by paragraph, and then we'll head off where we started today. So we started on the puzzle of kids called Puzzle of the Fun Night, and the Rechaim here on Daf Beis began with the concept that the problem was Hashchosa Zera, and that the Rechaim quotes here that the Mikubalim say that Tshuva doesn't work for this. So he asked the obvious question that the Psukim there are very clear that that was the whole purpose of the fact that it took Noach 120 years to build the table, was to get them to do Tshuva. So clearly there was going to be Tshuva. What's more is even beyond that 120 years, kind of humorous, there was another 7 days, right, after the rain started, which was supposed to be a much more dramatic attention-getting move. They could also done Tshuva. And yet, here you're saying that Tshuva doesn't work. So that's where he launched into the concept of Shviras HaKelim, and that Chas V'Shalom, there was no oops moments here, like, oh, that one didn't work, let's try another one. But that the Rebbeinu Shlomo did this for the purpose of creating these sparks of Kedusha, that people should need to be Mala, these sparks. And ultimately, these Neshamas, the Dor HaMabul, even though they were destroyed, that their neshamas were cleansed and purified in Mitzrayim, and they were the neshamas of Bnei Yisrael that left Mitzrayim, and there were many Gilgulim and many Olamos, and the bottom line is that we're still working on it. We haven't finished that tikkun. So, therefore, he says, had they taka done tshuva, then that would have been the final, the ultimate rectification of these nitzaitzis, and there would have been the tikkun that there is going to be Be'ez HaKetz. By the way, what's going to be really beautiful is the Bekor of Ketz Mashiche is going to really come to light in its full beauty here. So
are we down?
Why?
The tikkun's still going on. Are we down?
Right, well, are we them? I don't know if we're mamish holding by Yemaisa Mashiach, maybe. But he says that Lemaisa, though, had they done tshuva, then it would have been the ultimate tikkun, but it's going to be, ultimately, it's going to happen. And had they done it, then that ketz would have taken place already then. Now, so the fact that in Sifrei Musar it says the tshuva doesn't work, it's because this issue is, he says the concept is, one, that it had the power that it could have resulted in life. And they deliberately went and were mashchis so that it didn't result in life. So the only way to be misakin is with mesiras nefesh, with ultimate a person mamish being willing to give their life for the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that would be, it's a very difficult tshuva. Okay? Had they done tshuva ad asoif, as we say in Hebrew, in modern Hebrew, then that would have worked. But he says that was the issue. Is if you look on the second paragraph of Dav Gimel, on the right side, so halfway into the paragraph, ach ikra hadavar limsor nafsho laKadosh Baruch Hu b'shtoikus rav. The main thing is to give one's nefesh over to the Baruch Hu with tremendous yearning. Ad dikdukas shel nefesh, told mamish siriyatun in the. Then a person would come to this ketz. Then he quotes this vart that we saw in the Zera Kodesh, that this magnificent issue that you can't be masker a chet. So how is this accounting ever given? So the reporting is done by so and so has the potential to do tshuva for this and this Avera. That's how the Mekatrin comes about. And we saw last week that the Seivel Umalim Ein Mesorim, that was how the Rav Shlomo Taitch, that the Rav Shlomo should just look away from the bad part of it and only look at the good part of it. All right, let's go now to the second paragraph on the left side. Vini Kasavti. So I wrote, the Tshuva's Dor HaMabul, that the tshuva of the generation of the Mabul, Hayitzarach Lias Adik Dukas Shel Nefesh, needed to be till the essence of the neshama ushiyasak and adakates, that they should mamish rectify all the way. They could have rectified all the way to the geula, the zehama kodesh baruch hu kates kol basar shebol lefonai shehem etzrichim nesak and adakates. What's come before me? That he's reflecting the words of the Rav Shitzurov, right? That which part was able to come before me? The only part that can come before kodesh baruch hu, because he won't see. They can't be mazkir chatoim b'fanav. So the prat that came before him was the fact that they need kates b'lefanav, that they need to rectify all the way out the kates. Now, umavayu b'svarim, this is the new material that we're going to focus on here. She'osius menatzbach, the final osius of the Aleph Beis, heima koyach shel ha'osius shebetorah. They are first and foremost a representation of all the osius of the Torah. Now we know that there are five chalokim of the hey kelim of the dibur. There's the throat, the palate, the tongue, the teeth, and the lips. So all letters are created out of those five kelim. All five of them are used to be able to say menatzpach. Okay. So the mem, you have the lips. The nun, you have the tongue and the palate. The tzaddik, you have the teeth. The pei, again, you have the lips. And the chaf, you have the throat. So all five of them represent all of the chaf beis oisius. Okay? That's the koyach of the oisius shebetoyra. But they also have the additional factor, the venoisnim gvul v'kitzva. They have the power of putting an end to the Chav Beis Oisius HaTorah are that which with the Rebbe Hashem created the whole world, with the Chav Beis Oisius. But what stops the world from continuing to continuously expand, continuing to grow? The fact that there are these final Oisius that says, Ad Poitav, the word stops here. Otherwise the world would continue to expand. To the degree where that's why they are called the Oisius of Gevura. Now Gevura, we have a very bad association with Gevura, because it speaks to us of harshness and stringency. But all this from the Maranayim writes several times that the bracha, the second bracha of Shemin Esrei, is called Gevuras Geshamim. So, and we use it as a Shevach. He says, we saw what happened by Chayni Amagel when he went to ask for rain and the rain came down without discipline. It was going to flood the world. That's not a good thing. So every form of gevura, that's why you have on the Sfiras Arim, you have gevura shebechesed, chesed shebegevura. You have how do those things go together? Because ultimately, when the rain has to come down in droplets so that it doesn't fafleitz the world totally, it requires withholding of the bracha. The marshal that they give is a baby bottle that has too many holes in the nipple. Chulila would choke a baby. It has to be, if the child begins to drink, it has to be a tiny amount. So there has to be a withholding of the shefa. If there's not a withholding of the shefa, you have a complete drowning of whatever it is, that whatever shefa you're trying to give. It's a very interesting thing when you talk about discipline in Bechlal, that we need to really get a grip on the concept. We have a very negative association with it. The world has created this terribly negative association. And ultimately, it is in every form, when it's used correctly, it is the key to bracha. Because any form of chesed, without it, it will run amok. Then you have a world of entitlement and all the different things that come along with it.
These five Isis, they have this koch of gevul because they're the ender?
Correct. They hold back.
Because of how they physically.
No, those are two separate things.
Stopped.
That was the first thing. That was he saying that they are first and foremost, they are the source of all the letters. Because of what you're saying, that it records the five tools. So therefore, they represent all the letters.
But the closing of the five tools, right?
The pronunciation. The very pronunciation of all the letters are contained in Menatzbach. In addition to that, they have the Koyach HaGvura of saying, Ad Poitav, this is it. It has to stop at some point, and that's the withholding of the bracha.
I don't know what this means, but isn't there something on Shana Ravas?
The five Gevuras. Yeah, there's the Hei Gevuras and Hei Chesedim. And the Hashanahs represent the Hei Gevuras, and that's why you clap them on Shana Ravas.
Okay.
Yes, it's mentioned in that tefillah that we say right before we, either before or after. I don't remember.
Right after.
All right, so now, here we go. So these are the five letters of Gevurah. Now, v'hine, ikir chetam, the main pigam of the Dor HaMabul, hoye ba'osius memnun memenatzbach. They somehow ended up corrupting the memnun. What's Epis? Why the Memnon? Sharosha Tevis, we know that Memnon represents everywhere Mayim Nukvin. It's the Kayach of the Nukva, the power of the feminine power, which is the receiving component that exists in the world. The Hema Pagma Bezekim of Ayabim Mefarshim. They corrupted the Memnon. Because why? Because their whole Avera was that there was no nukva receiving the zera, right? But the point is that they were mashchis their zera, so there was no nukva receiving the zera. So they were corrupted. It's an interesting twist. I would have imagined that they were corrupting the zachar because they were the ones who were being mashpia the zera without a nukva. He says no. The pigam happened in the Oisis Memnun because they didn't see to it that there would be a mekabel. Okay. He brings me curious for this. The Nishar, what's left behind, is Osius of Menatzbach, what's left over, are Tzadik Pechof. They are Begematria, Gimel Shemes, 190, okay, is the Gematria of the three names of Hashem, of Mem, He, Samech, Gimel, and Ayin Beis. Im Yud Oisiyah Shebechol Shem, with the 10 letters of each Shem, Kimavoy B'Ksavim, as is explained in the Kisvei Arizal. We're going to learn that in a moment. We're going to do our first launch into Kisvei Arizal. Okay? Achzeh, when does it equal 190? Kisha Hashem is Heime B'Pchines Ponim, or Pnim. When you're dealing with the Milui of the Shemus. The Gematria of the Milui. Aval, Ela, but these forms that we just spoke about are Achoyresh Shemesu. Those are not the Pnim, they are the Achoyresh Yesh B'chol Echabem Chavav Isis. These souls corrupted the, what we're going to soon see is Achoyresh Shemes, which are 26 letters. Asher Mehem Ba Amabu Kamavoy B'lekutetera. The Arizal says that the flood came as a result of 3 times 26 equals Mabul. What is he talking about? Okay? So, let's do this together. This was impossible. I had three people on the phone. And whoa! Nice move. So the Rizal and Shayut Ches says like this. The concept of, this is in Eitz Chaim. He says, I'm going to tell you the level, he goes, Shemus, starting from the bottom up. Now, there he goes on and on. He has like pages and pages of the levels of these Shemus with Miluyan of the Milui of the Milui. He goes as far as, it's incredible. So he starts like this. The first level is Aleph, is called Shem Havaya Kitsurasa, the simple name of Hashem, as it appears, as it's written. You got that sheet there? Is Shem Havaya Kitzurasa. Then level number two, says the Arizal, is Achurayim Shalem. Now this is very important to catch this. Yitzchak, you take, there's some dry sheets there. Now, if you take the shame and you consistently build up the shame, that's called Achurayim. I have no idea why, but evidently that's the koyach that causes din. This concept of Achurayim of the Shem is what causes din. And the way it is, it starts with Yud. Then you got Yud K. Then you got Yud K Vav. Then you got Yud K Vav K. You add them up together, he says they equal, there's 10 letters in the Achurim of the plain Shem Havaya. That's level number two. Again, that is a source of din. Number three is the Cheshbon Oisius going back again to the same, the simple level of the Shem Havaya, which is Rachamim Gemurim, and that's the, but that's already Pnim, that's already the internal, whenever you're using the Gematria of the letters themselves, that's called the internal, or the face, which is, involves mercy, not Din. And that equals 26. And that's why we always refer to the Shem Havaya as Mispah 26, and that's the source of Rachamim Gemurim. Dalid, says the Arizal, is the Cheshbin and the Mizpar, so it's again, it's Achurayim, it's the same as letter Beis, but the Cheshbin of the Oisis, if you add up the gematria of these letters, of the build-up of Yud, and then Yud K, and then Yud K Vav, and then Yud K Vav K, it equals Ayin Beis. That's not going to be the Shem Ayin Beis that we'd speak about as being the source of tremendous Rachamim. Okay? Because that's Achurayim. You follow, Mr. Mathematician?
I think I know. I mean,
so far, you, I mean, is it...
That Shem is... Where do we see that?
We'll see it. In a minute, you're going to see it. Now, you got Milui of the Shem. It's called Pnim. Is Yudaisius, which is Yud K, Vav K, that's He. Those are the 10 letters mentioned in Yud K, Vav K. We're going to see in a minute is beneath the low here. That's the Shem Ayin Beis. If you look in the next section, right, that's the Shem Ayin Beis. That's the one that is a Milui. Right, so that you're filling in the letters, and that one also equals 72. So interesting that you have both equaling 72. One of them is Achirayim, and the other one is Pnim. Now you have Achir Shel Miloy Hanal, meaning not using the internal, but the buildup of the Miloy. So you have Yud, right? Then you have Yud Hey. Then you have Yud Hey Vav, and then you have Yud Hey Vav Hey using the Milui. That has 26 letters in it. Now, if you take the seventh level, which is the one we're going to be using, so you have the Cheshbin and the Misper of the Oisius and the Milui, meaning the Gematria of the Oisius of the Milui, that equals 72. That's the Shem Ayin Beis that is referred to so often in Rashi. First of all, Rashi quotes it several times, but that's the Shem Ayin Beis that we're talking about.
That's not the
here.
Shem Ayin Beis that comes from Pasuk Mishalach.
It probably is.
But it's the three psukim backwards and forwards.
Right. So this is the basis, though, of the Rachamim comes from this. Its Merum is there, and here it's. That's right. It's probably mentioned the Chayin. Rashi there refers to it, right? Rashi, somebody that refers to it. Now, take a look. We know that they're constantly speaking about a Shem Mem Hei, Shem Samach Yimel, Shem Ayin Beis. We had them in the Oilam HaToyu, Oilam HaTikun thing. How do you end up with those three different things? Look, take a look. Shem Samach Yimel is where you're memala the name of Havaya with a Hei. The hay is done with a yud, and the second hay is done with a yud. Okay? That equals 63. If you take it and you use a aleph and a second aleph, so you're replacing two yuds with alephs, you end up with 45. The Shem Ayin Beis is where the miluyim are all done with hays, with letter yuds, and therefore it equals 72. If you add the three of them together, you end up with 180. So these three names of Rachamim are 180. Now, if you count up any one of these Shemus, you have 10 letters. So if you add that to the 10, you end up with Kates. Nachon?
180 plus
10.
Oh.
Plus 10.
Okay.
Is Kates. Now, why do we only count the 10 one time? Using all three Shemus, why don't you have
30.
You got to ask the Arizal. I don't know why. Why he does that? But that's how you end up here with 190. So now take a look what happens. So instead of doing this, now let's go back and learn it again. Vehema pogmu bezet. So they corrupted the osius of Mayim Nukmin, of Memnun, and were left with the other three letters that equal 190, right? These letters of Gvura. So, when is this Rachamim? When the Shem is Arbe Pchinis Penim, then it's Yav Rachamim. Aval Eila Achoyre Shemesu. But what they did, since they were Pogim in these Shemes, says the Arizal, Shiesh Bechol Echad Mehem Chov Avaisis. If you count the, as he said over here, the Achor of the Milui, looking up back in Vav, it equals 26 Isis. And so do you have in each one of them, if you fill it in, you have with the Achor, meaning, remember what the Achor is you start with the letter and then you continuously add. You start with Yud, then you do Yud K, then you do Yud K Vav K, Yud K Vav, and then you do Yud K Vav K. So you have this progression. That progression, each time, no matter which one of the Miluim you use, is always going to have 26 letters. Since they were playing them in all three, they have 26 times 3, says the Arizal, that's the Gematria of Mabul. And that's how they brought upon themselves a Mabul. Had they rectified it, it would have had Ketz. So therefore, the Rebbe Shlom says, Ketz kol boser bo lefanai. But the problem was that the only way they could have fixed this mess would be if they would have introduced these three names of Rachman, of Parshat Rachman, then they could have rectified the Mabul that they brought into existence.
What was the three things that were Pogum?
The Achirayim of the Shemus is 26 times, which is letter Vav above, right? It's the build-up, and that same build-up, the same exact build-up, would work with any one of the three Meluyim. But rather than the internal letters of the Miluy, which would have equaled one of these Shemes of Rachamim, they were stuck in what he refers to as Achoyre HaMiluyim, this build-up. And therefore, what they ended up bringing upon themselves was a Gematria of Mabul. So they ended up with the Achoyre Oisius rather than the Pnim of the Oisius. And the Achirayim bring Din, the Pnim brings Rachamim. That's how he begins the next paragraph. Ach zeh, when would it be the three Shemus of Mem Hei Samach Gimel and Ein Beis with the 10 letters? That would be if it was Bibchinas Pnim, if they were using the Midas Arachmim. Aval Eila Achoyre Shemus, but they ended up in the Achoraim of the Shemus, Shiesh Bechol Echad Mehem Chava Vaisius, Asher Mehem Ba Mabok Kim Avay B'dekutet Torah. The Rebbeinu Shlom wanted to arouse them to do tshuva, to get rid of the mabul, to stop the mabul from happening. So he's saying, he's placing into the existence of the world the koyach tshuva, as the Rav Shitzurov said last week, that what the Rebbeinu Shlom sees is not the chait, but he sees the rectification of the chait. What was the rectification of their mabul? It was the Kates. Had they only gone from the Achurayim to the Pnim of the letters, they would have rectified the Mabul. And that was what the Rebbe Shem says, Kates, Kolbosa, Balafonet, the Rebbe Shem says. What they need to do is get out of the Achurayim and go to the Pnim, which would have aroused the Rachme Shemayim, and they could have rectified it. Now, it's a shtickle, awe-inspiring to see that Kimavay Biksavim, as if this is somehow, you know, casual, you know, backhanded knowledge, as you know, as it says in Ashrei, right? Everybody ought to know what he's referring to. In his mercy, said that the Kates came. If only they will do tshuva, then Yechayno, they can have the mercy Megimel Shemus HaMurim from these three Shemus, Mipnei HaShemus, the Megimel Tirkeitz, from the Pnim of the Shemus that come from. That's what Kate's called as the Fonai. The Fonai is the same words of the Pnim. If only they would go to the Kates, which is Lefonai, the Rebbe Shlomo speaking about himself. If they would go to the Kates of the Pnim, then they would be able to be more rachmim on themselves, and they could have Yeshua, they could save themselves from the Mabul. It's only that these wicked people who were insistent upon remaining in their rebellion against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, they brought upon themselves the Mabul from the Achirayim of the Shemus, which was the 3 times the 26, which equals Mabul. Okay, now, what was Noach's role in all this? Vine Tzadik Hutevas Kates Dai. If you split up the word Tzadik, so the Tzadik is comprised of 2 words. Kates Dai. Why? Ki Tzadik Hu Oitzer Ba'om. The role of the Tzadik is to be the preventer, to withhold, to hold back the nation, umana mechet, to prevent them from their sins, umagbilam, to create boundaries. Now, you can learn that 2 ways. You can either say that the magbilam is to create boundaries before they reach the chet, right, like you have by Har Sinai, hagbal azor v'kidashtoi, or the magbilam is to say, enough, you know, just, you guys are out of control, right? That's the role of the tzaddik. That's why the tzaddik's role is 2 languages of boundary. Both the kates is a finish, an end of something, and die, enough. Loshen gvul v'soif, loy medai. He's supposed to be able to say to people when to stop. V'nei kol zeh, when can the tzaddik...
We're not going to stop him.
We're going to go back to...
Something
yeah.
That seems to me an amazing chiddush.
Yes, we're going to go into it in depth. When does this work? Only if people are subservient, if they are willing to humble themselves to the das of the tzaddik. But when the tzaddik's words are not heeded, that's the definition of a tzaddik who's einoy tamim. He's lacking the wholesomeness, because the wholesomeness comes as a result of a generation that will listen to their tzaddik. When you have a generation that's not listening to the tzaddik, so it affects his tamimus. It affects the wholesomeness of the role of the tzaddik. He can't perform his role correctly. Why is it a pegam in the tzaddik? Why is it reflecting on him? Why don't you make the pegam in the nation? Why are you putting it on him? Kikol Pirish tzaddik, the entire definition of a tzaddik, who shenais and kates a gvul, v'day la'om. The only role a tzaddik has to play is with regard to his interaction to the nation and to this is the that's supposed to be listening to his words. V'im eino dover kach, if the tzaddik is ineffective in his ability to create this kind of limitation on his people, even though the chisaron is not because of him, the chisaron is mitzidom, is because they're not listening. Somehow that is reflective upon the tzaddik, and you see that Chazal are critical of Noach.
But Noach was tamim. He's called tamim.
One time he wasn't. One time he wasn't. The Talmud is lacking. At the beginning, we'll see. He's going to go into it. The truth of the matter is that every generation has a tzaddik commensurate with that generation. It's a Gemara that the Rebbe Shlomo showed Moshe Rabbeinu dor v'dor shov. They said that Rebbe Binim once said that why did he have to show him the... Moshe Rabbeinu was mainly interested in the leaders. Why did he have to show him dor v'dor shov? Why did he have to show him the generation and the leader? He says, because the Moshe Rabbeinu saw as Binim is Ocha Rebbe. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Binim is a Rebbe too. So the Rebbe Shabbat said to him, no, I'm going to show him the He says, for that Am is Binim Ocha Rebbe. That, for that generation, then Binim could be a Rebbe too. So then we had to show him Dodo Vidosha. So now, going back to what we said earlier, since the Dora Mabul came from this world of the pre existing worlds that were destroyed, Gama Tzadik Shalem Nechra. So their Tzadik was also destroyed. And therefore their Tzadik was lacking. Virak Noyach Hayim Atikun. Noyach was the only one around left from Ayim Atikun. The Fikach Al Yode Hayatikun Ayim. Ultimately, he came to be the one who was going to reestablish the world. The earlier tzaddikim that did exist, even in these generations, even though they were tremendous tzaddikim, you don't see any interaction between Mr. Shelach and his generation. He existed then, but he didn't have any effect on them. Therefore, you find some. We'll go into this a little bit, but you don't find shleimus with them. Even the tzaddikim of those alma cheruvim, there was still something going on there that led to that shvira. Because of that shvira, they couldn't protect their generation. And for which reason, Vakodesh Bochu Silkam Kaidam Adin Shabal Doramabal, the Rebbeinu Shlom removed them before the judgment that came to the Doramabal, because they wouldn't be able to do anything. Kamesh Vafurish, Bezerah Kodesh, Vicholash and Nishmas Ruchaim Mesu, Hainu Hatzadikim, when it says that anybody who had a Nishama Viruchaim died, it's referring to the Tzadikim Shahayilash Lahem Nishama Kedusha. These tzaddikim who had awesome souls, mesu kaidem ha-mabul, they had to die before the mabul could happen. Why? Ki lo yachlu lahog in halador shelo yoyin nishmarim lahem. They could not affect the generation that wasn't going to listen to them. They couldn't protect the generation. Aval ha-achador ha-mabul. But in succession of that generation, hevtiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu shelo yosef lahakas kol chai. When it says that the Rebbeinu Shlom committed that he wouldn't destroy all living beings, it doesn't just mean people. There's not going to be a time anymore when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to take the tzaddikim away as a result of their inability to affect the dor to do tshuva. Because the tzaddikim will not be taken away, therefore the tzaddikim will be able to defend, protect their generations. From that point on, after the Mabul, that's when the Eidem HaTikun really began. There will never fail to be tzaddikim in each generation, through whom will come about the sustenance of the world. So all these people screaming about how the fact is that we don't have tzaddikim anymore, and it's l'chayra a major pircha, and you know I think it's also to say, because there's a commitment on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there will always be tzaddikim who will protect it. Post Mabul, there will always be tzaddikim who are able to protect the generation. What he's saying here is that l'chayra, the what comes out of this is that not only are they going to be able to protect, but they're going to be able to affect the generation. But we'll get into that more. I think that it's important to bear in mind that they might not be the people who are sitting up on the east wall of the conferences and conventions. It could be humble people sitting in a corner of a besmeder somewhere. And they're the tzaddikim who are protecting the generation. But they also have a role to play to be Megan. So we'll get into the depth of what the role of a tzaddikim is and especially in Tamid de Baal Shem, obviously they played an incredible role. You see in some of the Sfarim are very, very busy with the role of the Tzad and Leim and the Melech is a whole sefer. It's about the role of Tzadikim. All right, so we'll take it up from here, Mitzvah Shem, next Monday.